Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super excited. I've got an awesome guest today. Her name is Sue Painter, and she's a marketing coach, a business coach, a speaker, and somebody that I've met at many conferences. So, Sue, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and thank you so much for having me here today, Brian.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So the first thing I usually like to do is to give people a little bit of your backstory so they kind of get to know who you are and where you came from. So how did you go from running a massage business, a medical massage business, into massaging people's marketing?
I'll tell you, it is absolutely serendipity. I had been in the corporate world. I dropped out of the corporate world and opened a medical massage clinic, which I had for about 14 years. And then, after only 8 months in business, I was personally booked a year in advance. So I had to start hiring staff. And I built a big medical massage clinic inside a medical arts building. So people started asking me, other people who do medical massage and all kinds of personal services started asking me, how did you get booked so fast and how did you build your clinic up so fast? Because they were struggling to get enough customers. So before I knew it, I was going to lunches, dinners, and breakfast every single day with people picking my brains for free. And I finally thought, you know, I have a business here. And it was all about the marketing. They were good at what they did, but they didn't know how to market. So I started doing small coaching groups in that location. At the time, I lived in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I ran those groups for a couple of years, and then the rest is history. So I started The Confident Marketer because I realized that no matter how good you are at what it is that you do, whatever your brilliance or your magic is, if you don't know how to market, then the world's not going to automatically beat a path to your door. So that's how The Confident Marketer was born.
Well, that's an awesome story, Sue. So I guess what I want to dig into today is, what are the challenges, or what do you see as the major challenges facing small business owners today? Give me three major examples.
There are a lot of things that challenge small business owners today, and I'm just thinking in my mind what I would call the top three. I think the very top one is that the rapid pace of change is so hectic now that it is very hard for a business owner to stay on top of the changes in the market, the changes in the economy, the changes in how they need to run the back end of their business, and so forth. There's always been change, and if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to be a small business owner, you have to prepare yourself that things are never going to be stable, that you're always going to be looking at the next thing or how you can do what you're doing better. So change is inevitable, and that's not, change in and of itself is not the problem. But the rapid pace of change, it is so hard to keep up with all the opportunities that are there and all the ways that you can most effectively run your business, how things have changed in terms of building team. All of those things are a very tough challenge for business owners, especially entrepreneurs who tend to work alone anyway. And sometimes their teams are scattered, you know, all over the place, like mine is. I have a team and none of them live or work anywhere close to where I am. So I think rapid change is one thing. I think understanding the changes in the demographics of who is buying is something else, and where to find those people, because it is in one way easier because we have social platforms where everybody is lurking, but in another way it's harder because you have to know how to peg those specific groups of people who are your market. So that would be the second one. And I think the third one is just always having the mindset and the willingness to step up and do the personal growth that is necessary to continue to lead your business in a very successful way. My friend Allie Brown used to say, if you want to engage in a program of personal growth, then open your own business because it will push every button you have. And that's true. I see that in my own clients, and I've seen it in myself over the years. So being in the mindset of, yes, I can step up to meet this, and kind of never getting down or never feeling like you're behind the eight ball and you just can't round the corner, that takes constant work on oneself.
Yeah, very true. And one of the things that I always say, if you stop learning, you stop earning. And I think personal development and growth is so incredibly important in business. And it's one of the things that I pride myself on doing a lot for myself and try to help my clients do as well. So, Sue, since we covered kind of the major business challenges, let's break it down just to the major marketing challenges. What would you consider to be the top three major marketing challenges facing most small businesses today?
Keeping abreast of the rapid changes in the many different ways you can market, deciding which of the platforms are going to be the ones that work for you, certainly two of them. I think learning how to evaluate and keeping abreast of where your money is going and how to track the return on the investment in some sort of fashion is also a challenge for people who market, because when you're doing a lot of social, which most entrepreneurs are doing, it is harder to track what the return on investment is. There is this play that happens between just plain visibility and getting your name out there for top of mind awareness and how you're spending your advertising dollar, and seeing how they play off of each other and what the true return on your investment, not only of money but of time, is. Because usually in traditional straight marketing back in the day, they looked at return on investment. They bought, you know, they would buy TV advertising or print advertising. They knew that that ad cost them X number of dollars, and in return, as a direct result, they got Y. But now a lot of marketing really is putting in a lot of your own personal time. If you're a Snapchatter, being on Snapchat, if you're a grammar, being on Instagram, it's a lot of your personal time. So if you're an entrepreneur, that line between what is personal and what is marketing is not a solid line anymore. Your life is kind of an open book, and people react and respond to you based on who you are as a person, as well as what it is that you offer that is a solution to their problem. So that's harder and harder to measure, and it's easy to get lost and overwhelmed in that. You're spending more and more and more of your time, but you're not seeing a return so that your income isn't rising. So I think that's a big, big challenge for people today. That's a big, long sentence, so I should hush for a minute and let you react to that, I guess.
No, that was great. And then was there any other challenges that you wanted to talk about? Because I think you covered the social side of things really, really well.
Yeah. I think finding your demographic and understanding that. Well, I read an interesting article the other day. I have seen this trend of people like me who have always been online going back to doing local business, because it's just easier to find and it's easier to build those relationships than it is on the internet, on online marketing, where people are just so overwhelmed. So I think keeping abreast of that trend and how you can work with that in your own business when you're not necessarily doing a lot of local business, I think that's a change that is worth pursuing and worth talking about for most business owners. I have been thinking about that for myself as well, because typically, I mean, I have clients in, I think, 11 different countries right now. I don't so much do local marketing and local networking, and I have a sense that I should be getting back to that, and I see other people doing that same thing. So, and I don't know what your reaction is to that, but I do see this trend back to local, and I think the reason we see it is because it's understandable and it's easier to weigh and measure, and it's in some way easier to find the people who might need your product or service.
Yeah, very true. And I'm seeing even some really super high-end coaches, you know, the $2,000 a month ones, starting to get back into the local networking. I think that there's, you know, we've kind of, it's like everything, there's this huge shift. You know, we used to be such social animals being inside of corporate cubicles and stuff like that. And then we'd start working from home and maybe do a little networking. And then, you know, now everything is virtual. And I think the world is starting to say, you know, let's get out and meet people again. I think the interpersonal skills is so incredibly important. And you know, that's one of the major challenges with millennials, is they just don't know how to have, you know, face-to-face conversations. And it's kind of a lost art. So I think people are trending towards that. What do you think?
Yeah, I saw this starting to happen about 2 years ago when live events in the online world started getting very popular again, and I saw that people were now willing to spend the money to travel to live events, where for 4 or 5 years before that, the live events had been harder and harder to fill. I think people realize that traveling and networking and actually shaking hands and sitting down with people over coffee, that was a value to them. And so they started kind of getting this thing of, let me just do the human touch, because after all, we are human and we react to things more on a human scale. And what's happened in the online world is it has gotten more and more out of the human scale. So we don't respond to it. It doesn't engage us emotionally. So, you know, when you're sitting across the table having coffee with someone, or you walk into their store and introduce yourself and leave your card, that's something that engages them in one way or another on an innate emotional level, where it's gotten much, much harder to do that online, which is why online marketing has gotten more and more outrageous. Some people use more and more outrageous schemes or graphics in order to engage the emotions, because we all know we buy on emotion and then we justify what we've done with logic, right? So I think people are just looking for that scale that seems doable to them. And online marketing, the online world, if you're new at it, it does seem very overwhelming and undoable. I've been doing it for 15 years. When I first started doing it, it was still of a scale that it was doable. And now it's just very easy to feel like you don't even know where to go first to start to do it.
Yeah, I have to agree 110%. And the reason that you're even on this podcast is because we were at a conference sitting across from each other at a table, and I said, "Hey, Sue, when can I get you on my podcast?" Right?
Exactly. That's exactly it. I mean, I have always enjoyed that conference where we met. I've gone to it for a number of years and I've made a ton of friends in the online world from that conference. So, you know, it's great if you work mostly virtually. It's great to have places where you can actually go and meet people and get to know them in a way that it's harder, much harder to get to know them on a virtual call or a virtual coffee. I mean, I do a number of those, but still, nevertheless, it's good to know people locally and, you know, get together with people a couple of times a year in the same room so that you're really talking about what is it that's going on with your business and what are the changes that you see? What are the things in your business that really are not working all that well for you that you need to shift? Because you can get perspectives from other people, and you have to know and trust them before you accept what their perspective is and see how you can take that and work it in your business. But I'm a big believer in those small groups of people getting together and really talking about, here's where I want to take my business and here's what's not happening, and trying to figure it out with other people in the room is much easier than sitting as a unit of one trying to figure it out by yourself. You get blinders on and you often are not making the best decisions.
Very true. So Sue, you have a way to help people kind of learn a little bit more about how to grow their businesses or how to break free from some of the mental clutter that they have. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I have a couple of different ways, but one thing that I encourage people to do, if they just have a couple of questions about, you know, I can't move forward, I'm stuck, I kind of don't know where I'm stuck, is on my website I have what I call a one and done, which is you can hire me for 1 hour of consultation, and you don't have to come back and enter into a 3-month coaching program or anything like that. You pay for an hour, you get my eyes and ears and expertise for an hour. We lay out as much as we can do in that hour, and then you can go away and implement and execute it yourself. I like that one and done because it's a good way for people to get to know me, and it's a good way for them to get answers to their questions without them feeling obligated to buy something when they don't really have a feel for me yet. So it's called One and Done, and it's on my website, confidentmarketer.com, and it's easy, and it's just for people who've never used me before and want to get a taste and want to get some help with what's right in front of them in the moment.
Hey, Sue, that was great, and, you know, I really appreciate you dropping some great knowledge bombs on me and my peeps today. So I'm sure people are going to be interested. If they want to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
You can email me at sue@confidentmarketer.com, sue@confidentmarketer.com, or you can go to the website, confidentmarketer.com, and leave your name and address in the Contact Us page, and we'll be glad to get back with you. Either way will work. You can also find me on Facebook at Facebook/confidentmarketer. That's my page for my business. So I'm around on social media. I'm pretty easy to find.
Awesome. Well, Sue, this has been a pleasure. I really appreciate you coming on the show, and it's been a pleasure to get to know you better. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.